Your alternative talk station, KKNW 1150 AM. This is your host for the next half hour. This is Raven. I'm here in the studio with the man who has my back, the one that does all the stuff behind the scenes. And let me tell you, it does get complicated. We have Eric Ryder here.
It does get complicated. I'm out of breath from running around trying to get everything set up for this interview, but I'm
we've got a really interesting and unique interview. Deborah Locamp joins us this half hour from the San Facia Spa, which is here in Seattle, and we have the scalar wave technology there. Mm-hmm. And during this half hour, Deborah is sponsoring two guests that are going to be on here today, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, who's back on our show. And she is the founder of the Scalar Wave Technology. She is also one of the premier speakers on alternative health and is internationally recognized for her contributions to holistic health for the last 30 years. She has worked with world leaders, top scientists, doctors, nutritionists, physicists found not only in the United States but in the world, and the research and development of her technology. Together, they have pulled together a collaborative effort to expand awareness on this higher energy and its healing properties. If you'd like to know a little bit more about Dr. Michaels, you can see more information about her on her website, which is www.hhfe.net. And we also have a very, very special guest joining us all the way from Puerto Rico. We have Dr. Victor Vega, and who is recognized as being in the top 1% of all medical practitioners in the United States, as well as one of the top oncologists in the United States. Just the tip of the iceberg of his credentials is that he has trained at Johns Hopkins University and was formerly a staff radiation oncologist at both the University of Miami and Washington University Schools of Medicine. Dr. Marcel Vega has done research at National Institutes of Health and National Cancer Institute. He has testified before the U.S. Congress and presented his future technology to numerous medical and professional organizations nationally and internationally, including the Radiation Oncology Committee meeting and the Anti-Aging Medicine and Neurological Nutrition and Integrative Medicine Conference. He has spearheaded clinical studies and research in the scalar wave technology and is currently working in Puerto Rico. So I would like to say a big welcome to both of you, and thank you so much for both of you being here on our show today.
Thank you. Aloha from the Big Island.
Yes, this is very exciting. We have both of you from completely different ends of the...
completely different islands.
Yes, so, and I imagine where both of you are is a lot nicer than it is in Seattle.
not today.
Well, it is nice, but it's not that nice. But just to kind of, let's take a step back, we've been talking a little bit about scalar waves the last couple of weeks, and maybe I'd like to start with you, Dr. Michael, just maybe to recap what scalar wave technology is for our listeners.
Well, we're talking about the energy enhancement system, which is the technology that I've developed the last 13 years, and it generates multiple fields, which are life-enhancing fields, and it's multiple bioactive, and it generating, allowing the body to generate its own healing energy, and it includes the scalar waves as part of those fields, which are very useful for producing health. But I'm very excited that we have Dr. Victor Marcial Vega on, because he's been very supportive to us with the spearheading our clinicals and the research on this technology over the last few years. And so he could really share a lot of his experiences with the technology today.
Wonderful. And are you still with us, Dr. Marcial Vega? Dr. Marcial Vega, I understand that you have done a lot of clinicals for the scalar wave technology, and I am wondering what some of the benefits that you have found as far as for sitting in a scalar charged spa.
Well, I have personally interviewed and evaluated 125 patients. That's the first clinical series that I did a couple of years ago while I had my clinic in Coral Gables, Florida. And I noticed very interesting features. One was that it immediately increased the awareness of the person and the consciousness, which is one of the components of any healing program. We know that by strengthening the person, strengthening the organism throughout any situation, whether it's a physical illness, mental illness, chemotherapy or radiation programs, for cancer. The nutrition is important, but also the awareness of the individual. So this worked on the awareness, which is one of the toughest things to implement in a treatment program, such as meditation and relaxation techniques. Very tough to implement in the American population.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing we saw is that it tends to take the body back to its memory of when it was healthy. In other words, let's say someone is unhealthy today because of a situation such as diabetes. This technology tends to bring the memory of when the person was healthier 10 to 20 years earlier. And we tend to see the blood of the person going back to the levels that the person had 10 to 20 years previously. It's almost like a reminder to the person or to the body, whichever way you want to see it, of what the previous normal, healthier, younger levels of any parameter or any blood test we're looking at was back then. In addition, it also will do something very unusual. It will change physical structure for things that we consider in medicine unchangeable, such as accidents that happened 10, 20 years earlier. We have people with accidents where the joints were frozen, meaning they could not bend knees because the knees were totally injured and scarred from an accident. People that had one particular patient that had retinal detachments, this is a permanent situation that will lead to blindness. There's no cure for it. And in these situations, as well as other people that had other scarring, such as after surgery or from burns, will have a complete, not a partial, a complete restructuring of that particular area where the knee joint was working perfectly normal again.
That's
scars
amazing.
Will go away completely. The blind person will regain his eyesight completely.
That is an absolute amazing statement. How does that happen? I mean, that sounds like, you know, the miracles that you see on TV, in the movies. How does it regrow?
How does that happen? What an excellent question. And my answer to you is, we don't know anything of what we think we know. Let me rephrase that, because it might sound like we don't know what we're doing. What I'm trying to say is that in modern medicine, we know very little of most of the things we do. And the little bit we know is what we tell our patients. But the parts that we don't know are usually the most important parts, or the ones that are, the ones that are unknown, we will know about 2 to 3 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we know in the medical profession that one of the most accurate statements is that we don't know what we're going to know in 2 or 3 years. We keep knowing more about the things that we use. In the studies of play, we have proven that we can send energy from here to Seattle, from Puerto Rico to Seattle. I can send energy to pray for someone, and instantaneously there will be changes in that person's recovery rate, health process, blood work, or whatever we're looking at, depending on the prayer that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a proof that we can instantaneously send our energy to different places. Now, if this keeps being practiced, we can get into a state that goes at the speed of light and that promotes stopping time, which is equivalent of promoting rejuvenation, because we're stopping time, going back in time. Whenever we get healthy, we're getting rejuvenated, we're going back in time. Whenever we get sick, we're going forward in time, we're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
This is the comparison of how this technology could promote that state of younger and healthier and more regenerative.
That's a great analogy, and thank you for that. With that, we do need to take a break. We will be back with more with Victor Marcel Vega and Dr. Sandra Rose Michael talking scalar wave technology. So do stay tuned. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio on your alternative talk station, KKNW 1150 AM. Welcome back. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio on your alternative talk station, KKNW 1150 AM. This is your host for this half-hour segment here in the studio here with Eric Ryder, the man who has my back, who's diligently working behind the scenes to try to get this this very complicated interview over to all of you out there listening. We've got people from Hawaii and people from Puerto Rico that are patched through Seattle to you today. And we have with us Dr. Victor Marcel Vega, who is recognized as being one of the top 1% of all medical practitioners in the United States who has done clinical trials for the scalar wave technology. We also have with us today Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, who is the founder of the scalar wave technology, and we're fortunate enough to have both of these people with us here today. Again, welcome back to both of you. I think we're just going to kind of keep moving on with this information. There's so much here, and I want to make sure we can cover it before our time is done. Can it improve the immune system like they're claiming here, and is this something that can improve our health as kind of a proactive way of taking better care of ourselves?
Yeah, it will improve the immune system, although the immune system will improve whenever there's an improvement of any health-related aspect of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's relaxation, whether it's going back in time, whether it's detoxifying the person, the immune system will improve.
Mm-hmm.
So improving the immune system, there's not like a magic switch that will do that. And usually when there is a magic switch, you don't want to turn it on. Such as with,
okay.
Yeah, such as with, there's some components that will directly stimulate the white blood cells to proliferate, such as interferon, interleukin. But sometimes you don't want to stimulate it. The immune system needs only to have a clean environment to work right, for example. It doesn't need stimulation. What it needs is cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
In another person, what you need is relaxation. You don't need stimulation. You need that person to relax, and then the immune system will be fine. In another patient with chemotherapy and radiation programs, you don't need to stimulate it. What you need is to give antioxidants to protect the immune system during chemotherapy and radiation. So you see, there's different aspects of immune stimulation that doesn't necessarily require stimulation. They require a specific, unique feature for each patient. So this technology will help because it will assist with different components of the immune system. It doesn't necessarily stimulate it, but it will detoxify people. We have seen that happening.
Okay.
It will also relax the person and make him calm and more aware, which also is a positive aspect of the